In a statement, Metra Chairman Carol Doris said Internal Revenue Service regulations require Metra directors to be issued W-2s and paid as employees. She says the RTA's pension plan has always treated board members as eligible participants. As for her expenses, she says she routinely has not sought reimbursement for meals, travel to and from board meetings, and other Metra-related expenses, and says she has the documentation to prove it. Others at Metra question whether Franks has an axe to grind. His law firm represents the widow of former Metra executive director Phil Pagano. Bob Roberts, News Radio 780 WBBM.